Well, praise the Lord. We are back, amen, to have another installment of To the Glory of God. Amen. We just want everything to be done to His glory. Amen. And it's good to talk about, we say this all the time, but it is so good to talk about the goodness of God and how He moves in our lives. And not only the goodness He shows us, but also the goodness that He wants us to show.
Amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because we've been created for His glory. Yeah. So we've been created to show forth His goodness.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. And so goodness abounds. Amen. God showers us with goodness. We then show forth His glory by spreading that goodness around.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And so goodness abounds and God is being glorified and thanked through it all. Amen. And so today we find ourselves in Romans chapter 15. And let's look at verses 5 through 7. And it says this. It says, "Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God."
Amen.
Amen. Paul says to the church that we should receive ye one another.
Yes.
That we should receive each other. And I think that is, something that brings God glory. Because Paul says here, as we receive one another, as Christ received us to the glory of God. If we receive each other the way Christ received us, in love, in patience, in forbearance, in understanding, in all those things, and more, then that brings glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that is, I think, it's sad, I guess is one word we could use, is when we come together as a group of believers and we don't receive one another.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been, and we've been there together, and sometimes separately, where we've gone to church functions outside of our church.
Yes.
We're visitors. Mm-hmm. And sometimes not really received by people.
Mm-hmm.
People who have the same Jesus you have.
Amen.
And it just doesn't feel right.
Right.
In fact, it feels wrong.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Why? Because God wants us to receive one another.
Yeah.
We don't need to know each other's bio or resume or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I know that you're a born-again believer in Christ, then we have something eternal in common.
Yes. Amen.
Amen? Mm-hmm. And that should bring us together.
Yeah.
Paul talked here about that he's prayed that the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. We should be like-minded. We should think the same thing.
Yes.
Why? Because we have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
And we should be thinking the same things. Our heart should be going in the same direction. We should receive one another.
Yes.
That's what God wants. We're family.
Yes.
Right? We're a body of believers. Right. And He wants us to receive one another. So how sad is it then when you go to a church and you're not received?
Yes.
Amen. Especially if you're a born-again believer and you're going into a Bible-believing church.
Right. Amen.
That's why when people come here, we say it all the time.
Yes.
We're going to love on them.
Yes. Amen. Absolutely.
We're going to love on
them.
We're going to love them with the love of Christ. We might not know them. We may never see them
again.
Right. But even the more reason why you need to love on them, because that might be your only chance to do it.
Yes. Amen. Yes,
right?
Amen.
But we have to get to this point where we don't sort of have this show and prove mentality. Well, I don't really know you, and so until I get to know you, until you get to know me, you can't be decent.
Right.
You can't be kind. You can't be respectful.
Right. Amen.
You can't be courteous
right.
until you get to know me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Amen.
You can't even acknowledge me
Jesus.
Until you get to know me.
Jesus.
Right? That's not right. And yet those kind of things happen in church. People give you they act like you're not even there.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I know.
Give you dead fish handshakes.
Jesus. I was thinking about a time that, you know, I came to the church and the look I got, I was like, oh my God, am I in a church?
Oh
but
my.
it's it's true. You know, we have to be aware of that and how we receive people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come into this house, our church. You have to receive them and make them feel like they're welcome.
Amen.
And they're loved. It says, as Christ did it. You know, and that's mm-hmm. what Christ would do. He would welcome you with open arms and love
Amen.
On you no matter who you are, no matter what you got
Amen.
On, no matter what you look like. None of that matters. And the point is, you're here. I see you. Let me receive you.
Amen.
You know, so God can get some glory.
Amen.
You know, because people see that and they're looking. And some people are coming in and they're looking for you to do that. And
Amen.
When you don't do it, they're like, see, I knew it. I knew it. Somehow, something in the back of their head
right.
is telling them, they ain't going to do it. They ain't going to receive me.
Yeah.
And then they walk out and they, you know, and they go back to their life, even though they came to the house to looking for a change, you know, but then they don't
mm-hmm.
see it. And then they go back. And it's sad, but we have
it
to
is.
Be aware of that, that
it
how
is.
We. How we receive each other.
No question about it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way we receive each other is either going to bring glory to God or it won't.
Or it won't. Exactly.
And if we receive one another, the way Christ received us,
mm-hmm.
in love,
yeah.
right? Now, you know, then that brings glory to God.
Right.
Now, this is not talking about, when we talk about love, we're talking about the God kind of love.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not saying that you have to, you know, bring people into your confidence right away.
Right.
Or bring
None
them into
that.
Your home
Just
right
kind.
Away.
That's what I mean. Kindness.
Be kind. Be gentle. Be courteous. Be
yes.
decent. Be
yes.
human. Humane.
Yes.
You know?
That's it.
And it's a funny thing when we say, well, sometimes we get so caught up in these huge spiritual concepts of, you know, what it means to be a Christian, and yet we ignore some of the
basic things. Right.
You know what I mean? Of saying hello to a brother or sister after service with a genuine smile on your face, even though you don't know them.
Right.
Hey, brother, good to see you.
Amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. Just receiving them. We talked about the scripture in, I guess, it's Psalm 133, right? Behold,
how good
and
how
pleasant
it
is for brethren to dwell together in
unity. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So when we're unified, and that's what Paul was saying here
yeah.
as well, that in verse 6, that we may with one mind and one mouth glorify God.
Yes.
I mean, we come together and we can praise God and worship God with one mind and one mouth.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
That brings glory to God.
Yes.
But that's part of receiving. And but if someone comes into your church and they don't feel received.
Yes.
Right? Because mm-hmm. if you're not being received, you know what you're being? You're being rejected.
Right.
You either receive something or you reject it.
Right.
There's no
one
in between.
No middle.
Mm-mm. Right? There's no neutral zone.
Right.
Right? And so if you're not received, you're rejected. And but when we receive one another, with, and then now we can come together with one mind and with one mouth and give glory to God.
Amen. We have to, you know, receive people. I'm just thinking about, when people, this is our home, the church, you know, you
Amen.
Belong to a church, it's your home, consider it your home.
Mm-hmm.
And people come into your home, you don't ignore them. You know, you just think about your natural home, your home.
Amen. Amen.
People come into your house, whether they're strangers or not, even if a repairman comes to your house, you treat him with some kind of kindness and respect
right.
and decency. You welcome him. I mean, he's there to do a job, but you yet
right.
welcome him. You
right.
yet receive him.
Right.
And that's what we ought to do. Even,
Amen.
You know, the church is our home. We receive people as they come in. Welcome them. Make them feel like they're wanted. Make them feel they're important. You know, the scripture says, like-minded, one toward another, according to Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And it has a reference scripture that's talking about when Jesus himself took on the form of a servant.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he received
Amen.
Them. So you welcome people. You say, okay, you want a glass of water? You just be kind.
Right.
That's all it takes. It's just, like you said, we don't have to go through these big spiritual battles and stuff.
Nope.
Just say hi. Smile.
Right.
With sincerity.
Right.
You know, you're welcome here. Thanks for joining
yeah.
us. You know, just that's how we should receive each other. You know, just And it will bring glory to God, because somebody say, yeah, I felt God's presence in that place, you know, and
yeah.
then God will get the glory out of that.
Just saying that, right, I'm just turning to Galatians chapter 5, right, because people always say, oh, we got to manifest the fruits of the Spirit.
Yep.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Right?
Right.
But, you know, when we look at gentleness and goodness, in some translations, and we even see it here, we see it says kindness.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Being kind gets overlooked, but yet people want to be so filled with the fruit of the Spirit. Well, it is a fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
Just
Amen.
Simply being kind.
Amen. Yes.
Being
Amen.
Nice.
How about
like
that
you said,
one?
Smiling.
Yeah.
You know, really, you know, shaking someone's hand. Finding out their name and not blanking out and thinking about something else
yes.
as they introduce
right.
themselves.
Amen. Yes.
You know?
Amen.
But that's part of the receiving, you know, of receiving people and letting people know they matter.
Yes. Amen.
Right? And, you know, we have to do this, and Paul's talking to the church, you know, he's talking to the brethren. He's talking to the church. But we need to do this with each other, but we also need to do it in the church with every visitor
with that
comes through the door.
Comes to the door.
Because, again, you may never see that person again. You don't know why that person... Why God led that person
mm-hmm.
to your church on that particular, whether Sunday morning or, you know, the weekday, weeknight service. You know, you never know why
right, right.
God mm-hmm. led that person there, but you want to make sure they receive.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
That you receive them in the way the Spirit leads you to receive them.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
Because that brings glory to God.
Amen.
When people can feel embraced, that they mm-hmm. matter, right? And it doesn't take much.
Amen.
Now, am I saying you got to throw a party for them and have balloons and noisemakers?
Right. Amen.
But just receive them. Be kind. And, you know, we have to do that with everyone, but especially in the household of faith.
Yes.
We got to be better
yes,
at this.
Lord, we do. We have to get better.
You know, it's you know, you're going around saying to God, and sometimes they want to act like they don't even want to say anything to you.
Yes.
I don't
that. Understand that either.
I understand
that, you know, sometimes we are, you know, bothered with things ourselves.
Sure.
You know, but even in those times, if you want God to step in to your situation, step out of yourself into somebody else's
yes.
situation.
Mm-hmm.
And God will take care of yours. We focus too much on self when so much of Jesus was about receiving others and putting out himself. And we focus too much on self.
Right.
I think if we receive, like you said, this may be the only time you see them. Let them know somebody cares about you.
Right.
Because they could just be needing that one thing, that somebody
Amen.
Cares for me.
Amen.
And that would carry, keep them, you know, make them able to hold on for the next day. You just never know. So
Amen.
If we purpose to do that, then
yeah.
more people would be receiving.
And people respond to it. You know,
yes.
I was just thinking... you know, many times we would go out and I'm walking, we're walking together,
mm-hmm.
and I'll say hi to somebody, and you say, you know him? I said, I never saw him before
mm-hmm.
in my life. But the way I responded, that said something to him, the way he responded back, it seemed like we knew
each other.
But part of it is, I think that when I don't ignore people. Like, if I see
right.
them coming, I'll look in their eyes, I'll look in their face, and it compels them all, hey, how you doing? I go, I'm fine, how are you?
Right.
It's no big deal.
That's it.
It's just a friendly exchange. It seems like we're friends. And I say, yeah, I never saw him before in my life.
Right.
But if you're ready to receive people, people are ready to be
received. That's true. That's very true.
Right? But, you know, we live in this kind of world where we avoid eye contact.
Yes. Yes.
We don't want to look at people because, you know, right? we're in our own of the world with our iPod on. Looking at our iPad and checking our iPhone. It's all about
The
eyes have it. But when we come out of that, like you said, when we come out of that and you try that, if you actually make eye contact with people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some people maybe you don't need to do that. Yeah, but let the Spirit tell you. You know what I mean? But you can't go around generally with your head down to the ground
no.
or up in the, you know, just deliberately ignoring people. But I find that
mm-hmm.
if you're just open to receive, you'll be received,
yeah.
and other people will allow themselves to be received
yeah, I think
as
that's
well.
Very true.
You
I
know
think
what I mean?
Very true.
And if that can happen in a mall or on a street,
mm-hmm.
you're going to tell me people are going to act differently if that's the atmosphere that saturates. you know, that you know, that's the feeling that saturates the atmosphere in your church.
Right.
People will feel it from the time they walk
through
that door.
That's it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You might have nothing but four or five people up in there, but if they're all there, motivated by the love of God and to receive people, everybody who walks through that door will sense that.
Amen. Amen. I have to say this because, you know, I don't talk about our church much. You know, I don't try to make anybody come or anything when they come to visit. But I do know this. I can say with a certainty, when they visit here, they feel like they're loved.
Amen.
And if they don't come back, it's not because they were in love,
no.
But they feel like they love. I mean, we don't have ushers, but any member in here will welcome that person as if they've seen them before, you know, and it's as if they were home.
That's
and
right.
I think that that's the way it should be.
Amen.
I think that once you can be in the mall or any place like you do all the time, once you meet somebody's eye, and you just smile at them,
mm-hmm.
show them that you're receiving them, they're open.
No problem.
They're already open. I mean, mm-hmm. I've done that, and people automatically just start talking.
Amen.
And I didn't even say anything.
Right.
But it's just such a difference. Just show a little bit of kindness.
Amen.
That's it. That's all
Amen.
It takes. Receive, let God get some glory.
Amen.
From it. Amen. That's the most important.
That's right. So as it says, right, we should receive one another.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
As Christ has received us.
Amen.
To the glory of God.
Yes.
Amen. God will get glory out of me receiving you and you receiving me and
Amen.
Me receiving others. And God gets glory out of that.
Yes.
Why?
Amen.
Because the love of God that's shed abroad in our heart that we're
Amen.
Now sharing with other people.
Amen.
And God gets Amen. The glory out of that. Amen.
Amen.
So listen, we're praying twofold. Amen. We're praying that you will be received.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, in your church, in your family, in your community, everywhere you go, that you will be received, and especially in the church, in the
yes.
body of Christ.
Amen.
But also, too, we're praying that we all will get better
yes.
at receiving others. Amen.
Yes.
In the household of faith, and even for this lost and dying world. We need to receive, and we receive people with the love of God. And when we do that, God will be glorified.
Amen.
Amen. So we praise God for His
yes.
goodness.
Amen.
Amen. Displayed through
yes.
receiving
Amen.
One another. Amen. That's it for us today. Amen. We're glad to be back. And
yeah.
We just look forward to the next opportunity that we have.
Yeah. Amen.
To speak about the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah.
And until then, we pray that you will be encouraged and that you will be inspired and that you will remember that Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
And He loves you so very much.
Yes.
And His love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen. More precious than gold.